You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today we begin meditating on the selection from the book of Isaiah. And here we start with Isaiah 2, 1 to 5. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. I find this passage really interesting. As I read this more closely, I see that even in the opening chapters of Isaiah, this book is really more about the character of God that the people of Israel have than about the people of Israel themselves. Chapter 1 punches us right away with God's accusations of Israel's unfaithfulness. You will see really harsh words. And with chapter 3 begins the prophecy of the ruin of Jerusalem as a consequence of their unfaithfulness. It's quite grim. But right in the middle, we are given a vision of the promise of the Lord in chapter 2. It's like Isaiah is saying, "Yes, you guys are terrible, and you have to realize you will experience God's judgment. And as the new generation would say, you're basically cooked. But God is still committed to you. He will carry out in the end his vision of the ideal state of creation, with you as his people, his treasured possession." It's not just Mount Zion or Jerusalem as the place that will be the capital of the whole world. Jerusalem is his people. He's not committed to a location, he is committed to his people. He is so committed to Israel that he himself dealt with Israel's continuous idolatry and betrayal by sending his son Jesus Christ, the true Israel, to overhaul humanity. And those who believe in him will be like a city on a hill, calling on many nations, becoming instruments of peace, pointing to the king who will teach them how to live. And as you may already know, the image of a sword and fighting gears turning into gardening tools denotes peace. So how does this relate to us? God is also so committed to you that even if you mess up and turn away from him, or maybe there are days that you think you are so far from this promise of the Lord that you are definitely not being an instrument of peace, Christ desires to overhaul you. And he will welcome you as his treasured possession over and over again as you repent and come back to him. Until the day comes when we will really see the completion of his promise, well, keep walking, keep climbing.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.